The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. And for the next hour, I will be speaking with Dr. Herb Slavin. I'm Janet Cimarelli, and together we're going to cover a lot of territory, lots of interesting stuff in the news. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. How was your day off yesterday?
I loved my day off. Woo-hoo-hoo.
So does that mean you didn't have to get up as early?
No, I had to get up earlier because, yes, I played tennis yesterday morning and I was afraid we were going to be rained out, but the sun and the breeze cleared up those tennis courts and we burned them up. We were good.
They don't have, maybe they do, indoor tennis courts down here?
I don't. I haven't found them because in the summer I'd be looking for them.
No, I remember in New York, lots of indoor tennis courts.
Right. Yeah. These are fabulous, fabulous clay courts. So they're easy on the knees and just a beautiful venue. Lots of good people, good tennis players. And you're looking over.
You know, so we had a follow up on a report. Remember several weeks ago, maybe it's a month already, when they had that issue with Chipotle.
Or Chipotle.
Oh. With the E. coli contaminated food, so they had to shut down a lot of stores to figure out what was going on. And then there was a report, again, in the last couple of days, there was another report of E. coli.
The recent one was a norovirus. They didn't identify it as E. coli, which to me is very suspicious.
Here's the background on it. I think Chipotle,
yes,
is one of only two fast food chains that is avoiding GMO. Foods.
They have rejected GMO foods. They do not use meat and poultry from livestock that have been given hormones and antibiotics.
And and now, are they actually big enough for the pro-GMO sector to be concerned?
Because it is, I believe, the fastest growing. Okay, here it is from the New Yorker. The country's single most successful restaurant chain. That's very, very interesting. So a series of food poisoning outbreaks that have caused its stock to plummet 25%. They shut down 43 of its stores in Oregon and Washington, and customers from seven other states contracted foodborne illnesses. And then the latest one came, 120 Boston College students who ate at Chipotle caught a norovirus. So what the company's doing is talking about fresh, locally sourced, high-quality ingredients. So instead of like the other fast food chains, they're focusing on quality at a reasonable price, a good variety of choices within its stores at a reasonable price.
So the speculation is that these outbreaks are the result of bioterrorism attacks against the only fast food company that has publicly denounced genetically modified organisms.
So,
do you believe that?
Okay. Do I believe that they are?
In other words, this is not the fault of Chipotle. This is the fault of people deliberately going in and sabotaging the food.
I believe so.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So here's Henry Miller in Forbes, and he's saying, in all its self-congratulatory new aginess, and it isn't new aginess, it's quality food. That doesn't put it in a certain category. So Chipotle eschews high-tech pesticides and rejects modern synthetic fertilizers. And so this man's going on to saying food produced with modern techniques is safer than food that reflects pandering to current fads. Since when is quality food without synthetic chemicals, without being genetically manipulated, when is that a fad? I think that knowledgeable people are looking for quality. And just to support that statement, I was in Publix yesterday, and what used to be kind of an 8-foot section of organic produce. Now, this is not in a specialty Greenwise from Publix. This is the regular Publix store. The organic vegetable section is now about 20 feet. So that tells me that's what people are buying, and that they have found that when they're exposing themselves to all of this new agey, chemical-free, when they're avoiding the pesticides and the fertilizers, they feel better. Just a thought.
And they live, over the long term, live healthier.
Okay, so it's very interesting because I had a conversation with a healthcare practitioner yesterday afternoon, and I said, what is it with every other person who comes in to see me, or it might be even more than every other person, they're dealing with digestive distress. Just water can set off heartburn, indigestion, belching, bloating, all of those unpleasant symptoms. And he said, could it be the GMOs? He said, most people don't know to avoid GMOs.
Could it be all the prescriptive drugs they're on?
Oh, absolutely. Prescription and over-the-counter drugs.
So I want to slightly change topics, but still talk about food, because it's interesting, because we think, maybe we don't think anymore, but maybe we do think, that the FDA and the Department of Agriculture is making sure that we get the best and safest food available. Now, Janet's making a face.
Who thinks
so
that?
I'm just naive, and I think a lot of other people think that.
Did you really believe that?
I used to think that.
Okay, you used to.
Yeah, I mean, I used to think,
better.
Well, and I'll give you an example. I remember, I'm sure that this was in elementary school, this was brought up, how pasteurized milk is better than non-pasteurized milk. And I gave you the story about, how the cows are tested to be free of tuberculosis, and you had to be pasteurized, and all these things were important.
Now, why was that so important? I think when there was a person who had the idea and he got people to agree with him, and it became a common practice to feed cow parts to dairy and other livestock herds. That's disgusting. Those are vegetarian animals with a digestive system that's meant to graze.
Well, when it comes to milk, and in fact, when you go to the store to buy milk, it's all pasteurized. There isn't any raw milk there.
Okay, there isn't raw milk, but there is non-homogenized milk now from grass-fed cows. So Organic Valley, you're able to find non-homogenized milk from organically fed herds grazed on grass.
But it's still pasteurized.
It is still.
So I remember as a kid going to a summer camp in Connecticut. No, this one, maybe Pennsylvania, no, Connecticut, Pennsylvania, Connecticut.
So preppy.
And they used to bring, you know, eating breakfast there, and they would bring the milk bottle, not a carton, but a milk bottle out to the table, and you had to shake it up.
Right, because, cream on top.
Right, well, it wasn't homogenized.
That's what is in this Organic Valley, cream on top, grass-fed.
So why did they stop doing, why did they start homogenizing milk? Because it looked better? You know, I'm not sure about that.
Maybe they could sell the other products and make more money from a gallon. They would sell half and half. They would sell heavy cream.
So here's something, you know, to consider. In the United States, we lag behind many other countries when it comes to food safety and nutritional recommendations. And this applies to raw milk. Large dairy farmers operating under the factory farm model, and I think that's probably behind it all, is the factory farms.
Right. Huge corporations hijacking food.
They, see, the factory farms cannot produce raw milk, which is safe for human consumption. But the key there is factory farms. They're too large.
Unsanitary.
And they're hotbeds for pathogenic contamination. The cows are living in such close quarters, and like you just said, unsanitary. That's why they're given antibiotics to deal with all the infections. They also cannot provide enough open pasture for tens of thousands of cows to continually graze on. So when we talk about safety in our food supply, that's what you really have to think about. Cleanliness and pasture are critical parameters for producing healthy milk fit for raw consumption. The war on raw milk boils down to control. Now, we didn't know there was a war on raw milk.
Oh, I felt the raw war.
But how many people even think about raw milk because you never see it? Now, I wonder, maybe I have to ask Al this question, I'm not sure. But if you go back when Al was a kid, was raw milk easily obtained?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes. Maybe not so much in cities, but keep in mind I'm a very, very much a country girl, and it was readily available. Eggs from the farmer in mm-hmm. the community, milk from the farmer in the community.
So one last point before we take a break, and then we'll come back and talk a little bit more about this. So really, the war on raw milk boils down to control, controlling the competition, which is selling a superior product. It's not an issue of safety at all. Just like what's going on with Chipotle, it's not an issue of safety. They want to control the competition because the competition is growing.
And that music means it's time for us to take a break here on Natural Doc Radio. Stay tuned for more information for your good health to come.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio. which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're talking about what may very well be bioterrorism that has been contributing, in my opinion, possibly, to what's going on at Chipotle. The presence of E. coli, because they're using quality foods, the presence of norovirus that made 150 people sick in Boston. Very, very strange stuff going on.
Well, the norovirus is also the virus that seems to occur on cruise ships. You know, when you hear about these outbreaks on cruise ships, they say it's the norovirus. So, you know, I guess it's hard to...
How would you rate the quality of the food on a cruise ship versus what is available at Chipotle? And I'm going to say most likely a lot of times the norovirus illness spreads through a cruise ship when people are using those self-serve buffet kind of style
perhaps,
things.
But I have to tell you, the cruise ships...
They do a lot to get.
They go way beyond what we would do in our own homes or in restaurants to make sure that people don't get sick. They don't want that.
Of course they don't want that, but you don't necessarily know the type of hygiene that many of the cruise passengers accept as normal.
No, you can't control it. Right. The same thing as in restaurants, too. Right. We're talking about milk. And I think it's important, not because milk per se, but just to get a feel for how the corporate interests intersect with the health of the consumers.
Not well.
And there are several studies that have demonstrated the superior safety of raw milk compared to pasteurized milk. Yet, the vilification of raw milk continues unabated. Science and statistics be damned. So, when you hear that, you have to ask yourself the question then, who's behind all this? Now, obviously, it's the governments, you know, the state.
Agencies,
And I don't know if it's not federal. Well, maybe.
I don't know.
You're not allowed to have raw milk cross state lines, but right. You can have it. I think you can get it as long as it stays within the state.
No, because it has to be sold only for animal consumption, not for human consumption.
Well,
and that's how it is labeled. I buy it for my dogs all the time.
And do you drink it? Do you drink your dog's raw milk? Is that against the law? Are you breaking the law when you drink your dog's raw milk?
I am.
Okay. I think the solution is then, if you were to get your own cow, would you be allowed to drink your own cow's milk?
I couldn't sell it, but you could drink it.
Okay, they haven't gotten that far yet. But here's something we need to know. In sharp contrast to the U.S., some European nations sell raw milk in vending machines. And I saw that in Europe. You have these vending machines, and you push a button, you can get the milk out. And contrary to popular American belief, the bodies are not piling up as a result. And the reason they say that was reported in a Modern Farmer, which is a magazine or journal. So Europe's embrace of raw milk vending machines isn't new. They're dispensing unpasteurized dairy, and it can be found in France, Croatia, Switzerland, Austria, the Netherlands. And in one map, it shows all over Italy. Now, the question is, are they more advanced than we are, or maybe they're just less influenced by big corporate interests?
Less of their government takeover by big corporate food giants, so to speak. And I'm going to say, respectful of their own specific cuisines, so traditional foods that have been part of their diets for centuries.
Now, here's something very interesting with these vending machines that dispense the raw milk. If the temperature of the milk in the machine rises above the regulated level, the machine will stop dispensing milk. So that it's got a built-in safety measure there.
And begin dispensing yogurt?
Sour cream, right? And then the farmer is notified by a text message. That's pretty good. The milk spout is then sterilized by an ultraviolet light between each purchase, which is very good, I think. In the U.S.
Okay, so here, listen to what you just said. Would you say they're more advanced than we are?
In those regards, yes.
Absolutely.
Oh, I see a lot of differences in Europe. Like, you see all these markets for food all over the place where you get fresh
real food,
and people shop on a regular basis, which is so much better. I mean, what could be better? I mean, and this is in many of the, I mean, I would say it's just the way of life in Europe.
Yes.
You know, people, you know, do their shopping every day. You know, I haven't examined the living places for people there, but I have a hunch that the refrigerators aren't as big as the ones we have.
Their kitchens are way teeny kitchens because their food preparation is very, very basic and doesn't require huge pantries of packaged and preserved foods.
Exactly right. They'll make a daily trip to the market, get the fresh food, eat it that day, and what could be healthier than that? Now, here's something to think about. In the U.S., several states have an outright ban on the sale of raw milk, because they fear that the milk would be contaminated, despite the fact that statistically such fears are completely and utterly unfounded. No pun intended, right?
Mm-hmm.
Utterly.
Utterly.
Now, research by Dr. Ted Beals, M.D., which was featured in the issue of Wise Traditions back in 2011, and that's a quarterly journal of the Weston A. Price Foundation. And that's an important name. If you're not familiar with Weston A. Price, you should Google it, because you can get some very interesting and important information from that website. So anyway, they show that you are actually about 35,000 times more likely to get sick from other foods than you are from raw milk.
Weston A. Price has lots of very, very basic information for the consumer so that you understand that you may very well be manipulated with regard to making your choices in the grocery store. And all of the statistics, the science, the facts are presented at Weston A. Price. And very interesting, because it's kind of a controversial place. There are some purveyors of packaged goods. I'm going to say Dr. McDougall is an enemy of Weston A. Price. He wants an absolutely fat-free diet, and that Weston A. Price is mistaken by suggesting people consume fat.
All right. I'm just trying to remember something we mentioned the other day on the, maybe it was yesterday when I was by myself, and we were talking about comparing the women getting multiple sclerosis versus age-matched controls, who didn't get multiple sclerosis. And one of the observations was that the MS group had a much lower fat intake in their diet than the The non-MS group.
And typically when you are seeking medical assistance for after having a diagnosis of MS, you're told to follow a low-fat diet. And for 25 years, I've been telling people you don't necessarily want a low-fat diet. You want a quality fat diet. That's the big issue.
Well, a very important point there. But when someone says low-fat, what they're really saying is high carbohydrate. Because if you're not eating fats, that means you're probably consuming a lot of carbs. And we know that too many carbs is going to create havoc in your body because it's stimulating insulin production, raising blood sugar levels. And if you're going to go easy on the carbs and go high on the protein, we know too much protein is bad for you as well. So it's so important to get your calories from quality fats. And the other thing you have to know is a gram of protein and a gram of carbohydrate is 4 calories. A gram of fat is 10 calories. So you don't have to eat a lot of fat to satisfy your body's caloric needs. And I think that's what's important. Now, back to putting things in perspective when it comes to foodborne illnesses. In the United States, factory farmed and highly processed foods, not raw foods, are associated with the majority of foodborne illnesses. Here's an example. Chobani Greek yogurt. I don't know if I had heard about this, but Chobani Greek yogurt, which is pretty popular, was recalled following reports of gastrointestinal illness. That yogurt is pasteurized, not raw, and it was found to be contaminated with a fungus.
Isn't Chobani owned by Danone?
It could be, right?
I'm pretty sure it is.
In 2011, Cargill recalled 36 million pounds of ground turkey because an antibiotic-resistant strain of salmonella in the meat ended up causing 107 illnesses and one death. Now, again, this is the factory farms with their unsanitary conditions, and this is how these problems begin.
Okay, so Cargill, Archer Daniel Midlands, they are two of the super food giants that have literally hijacked food delivery in the United States.
Now, they investigated that salmonella outbreak because they can determine, you know, the strain of the salmonella. And they found that... there had been four times over the course of a year, yet the Department of Agriculture took no action against the producer. And you know, I wonder how much those producers contribute, right?
Political campaigns.
And from the time of the first illness was reported and the recall took effect, it's interesting, too. 5 months passed, allowing over 100 more people to become ill from the contaminated meat.
Okay, protective services at work.
Now, the only thing I have with salmonella, I think if you were to cook the food properly, you should have killed the salmonella. And that's where in your kitchen it becomes very important that you don't contaminate surfaces. Let's say you put the raw meat down.
I'm going to jump in, and we're going to have to arm wrestle over this one, because I think if you have a highly functional immune system, you have a well-supported, diversified microbiome, you can handle what you're exposed to. And I'm going to say, if that statement were not true, there are plenty of places around the world where hygiene is less than what Americans have come to expect, and those people survive very nicely. And that music means it's time for us to take a break. Here on Natural Doc Radio, I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin. More to come. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine brings you the latest in natural health care, reviewing the published research, attending conferences with health experts from around the world. That allows the healthcare team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill to provide you the quality and experience you're searching for in a healthcare team. Testing to target your individual needs and treating with natural and holistic approaches, the goal is wellness. You can reach the Institute of Advanced Medicine easily on Commercial Boulevard just west of the Florida Turnpike or three blocks east of University Drive in Lauderhill. You can call us 954-748-4991 to learn more. 954-748-4991. And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we're all over the place this morning, Dr. Slavin, but I want to talk about a headline. Okay, so it says, things we were told to avoid, and this is an article in a magazine I receive, and then it says, dietary supplements can land you in the hospital. Well, and I think that's an unfair headline.
And before you explain why that is, I just want our listeners to be thinking in the overall picture of what we're talking about, not the specifics. You know, we talked about, you know, raw milk versus pasteurized milk or
homogenized milk.
And then we were talking about what happened with Chipotle and their outbreak. And so the real question is, are we truly... Do we have freedom of choice in what we can obtain as far as our food goes? Or is somebody manipulating that choice to their own economic benefit? And we need to really be aware of that. So when you walk into a supermarket, you know, look, pay attention to what they're selling there and see if you don't see a common theme with everything. Now, the only thing that I see changing, and this is a good thing, as you mentioned earlier, is that the shelf space allotted to organic foods is increasing.
I was stunned at the selection.
Because of public demand.
Absolutely.
You know, and when I go into the store, for example, if I buy bottled water, I'm buying the bottled water that comes in glass.
Absolutely.
Not the one that comes in plastic.
Right.
I can understand it's more desirable to use plastic. It's lighter.
Easier
to ship, but I want the glass. And if more and more people demanded that and stopped buying the plastic bottles, that's what you would get.
Okay, and you think about the pollution that those plastic bottles cause. It's a very sad situation.
And that's another point. You know, maybe on the front end it's cheaper, but on the back end it's creating far more problems. And when we talk about plastics, we're talking about carcinogens, particularly xenoestrogens that have been associated with an increased risk of breast cancer and probably prostate cancer. They're both hormonally sensitive tissues. So you need to be aware of all these things.
Okay, so I'm going back to that dietary supplements can land you in the hospital.
Let me just say one other thing.
Wait a minute.
When I talked earlier about the milk at the summer camp coming in, it was glass bottles. They hadn't even, started using the you know, how it originally came. They were cardboard containers first. The milk would come, and they still come that way instead of those plastic. You can get plastic jugs of milk also, but you can still get it in a cardboard container, which is probably preferable to the plastic. But glass is always better. But I don't think you can get milk in glass bottles.
I agree with that. I don't.
Yeah, really. I mean, just think of what's happening, and not to the consumer's benefit, but to the increased profits of the food suppliers.
Okay, and so dietary supplements can land you in the hospital. I'm disagreeing with that headline. What the headline should have read was unusually strong weight loss energy enhancers or sex drive enhancers, all laced with stimulants, can land you in the hospital. And they are passing them off as kind of the main focus of dietary supplements. Dietary supplements, that may be a very financially beneficial category to be producing. But the truth of the matter is, when we talk about dietary supplements, we talk about getting enough of all of the B vitamins. We talk about using CoQ10 for your heart. We talk about omega-3 fatty acids for your brain and for your nervous system. We talk about the minerals that are so, so important for myriad functions throughout your body. So this article goes on to say, dietary supplements are responsible for at least 23,000 emergency room trips and 2,100 hospital admissions in the United States every year. What else might send you to the hospital, well, Dr. Slavin? What else might send you to the ER?
So what was the total number there?
Well, it would be, let's round it off to 25,000.
All right, 25,000. When you talk about deaths in a hospital, over 100,000 from properly used prescription drugs, you know, it's a small amount. But
over 100,000.
Yeah. What? And then you're talking about millions of ER visits for prescription drugs. But one last thing. Those weight loss quote, natural products, they say, are herbal.
They're herbal formulas.
They usually have a lot of natural stimulants in there, including caffeine. And these people are running to the hospital because their heart rate is going fast.
Because they happen to be people who are overdoing it, most likely. If they're saying they're in a hurry to lose 10 pounds and they want to do it in a day, they'll take three times the recommended dose.
And if you go to an emergency room with a rapid heart rate, they're probably going to keep you overnight to observe you. At least they should. And therefore, you know, that's what happened. That's a very small number, but it's not because natural products are not safe. It's because that particular group of products for weight loss tend to be abused.
Abused. Okay. The other thing that I was saying was the people are sensitive to caffeine. There are plenty of people out there who don't drink coffee or don't even drink green tea because they have a sensitivity to caffeine and their heart rate tends to accelerate when they consume that caffeine. And, you know, so I'm thinking about an herb that was removed from the marketplace a number of years ago that has a safety history of 5,000 years. But what was removed from the marketplace? Ephedra, something that was very, very helpful for people, as is caffeine, for people with breathing issues. And when it's used properly, when it's used according to directions, it does wonderful things for those people who need it.
Let me just pipe in here for a second.
Are you sure? Because this just is, a second?
A little bit more. But this is typically what they do. They use health reasons for removing ephedra from the market.
And but what the real reason
were economic, so they can bring in more expensive alternatives
that don't work
ephedra.
As well.
Probably not. Ephedra is available in a generic form anyway. Very effective when used properly. They do the same things with pain medications. You know, they want to take away the inexpensive ones and force people to buy the long-acting ones that are super expensive. Someone needs to really evaluate that, but it's never going to happen because the drug companies are controlling the political system to their end. So you see what's happening in it. Things are sort of out of control, because if you have a drug plan, you can get drugs at an affordable price. But without a drug plan and you go in to buy the same drug, it's astronomical in price. A good example, because this comes up from time to time, I get feedback from the patients. They go to buy Cialis or Viagra, you know, $20, $25 a pill. You know, I know it doesn't cost that much, because I've had patients go to, you know, who come from India, and they get it for under $1 a pill. You know, so what's going on with... now Janet is making a face, and I can't read her mind, so I'm going to ask her what.
That's just the population explosion in India.
Okay, maybe that's behind it, right? But the point is, there's something going on with the pharmaceutical industry that things are seems to be so expensive. I've said before, I think the worst thing that happened to that industry was the introduction of generic medications, because when that happened, the prices of all the other drugs that weren't generic had to go up, because they had to now recoup their investment over a much shorter period of time, because once it went generic, people are not going to buy the brand. They should have kept everything at brand, and the prices would have been kept down. And the drug companies aren't hurting. I think the public is hurting.
The public's definitely hurting.
My position is, let's avoid drugs at all costs, but if you have to take one, I'd rather take a brand than a generic version, because I think the quality control is better on brand drugs. And how do I know that? When I monitor patients taking medications and they're getting the generic drugs to control their blood sugar or their blood pressure, you can see a difference in the results when they're taking the brand drug or the so-called comparable generic drug. They don't match. And another way of looking at it, too, when you give patients a generic pain medication versus the brand, they're not getting the pain relief from the generic version like they did from the brand, which is supposedly the same drug, but they don't work the same. So somebody's ripping off the consumer, and that's what we're seeing happen.
And so one of the points that we have hoping to convey to our listeners here on Natural Doc Radio is to kind of give you the information so you make informed decisions, so you see how possibly the marketplace is being manipulated, that your own decision making is being manipulated by certain advertising campaigns and so on. And I just want to finish up with regard to Ephedra taken off the market, and after it was taken off the market, all kinds of inhalers and allergy medications have been introduced into the marketplace at a much higher cost. And so some of the reasons why Ephedra was taken from the marketplace, palpitations, dizziness, some chest pain, and so on. What are some of the side effects of all of the medications that have been introduced into the marketplace? Palpitations and dizziness, allergic responses to the medications, higher priced medications, same side effects, but they're brought to you by the pharmaceutical companies rather than the natural industry.
L-tryptophan.
Oh, we'll get to that when we come back from this break. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli here with Dr. Herb Slavin. We'll be right back. Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, Spectracell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth? trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
And welcome back. We're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. We are all over the place today, Dr. Slavin. I'm going to go to my list for good health, the things that are good for us. Olive oil. Do you use olive oil? Do you use organic olive oil? Are you very particular about where your olive oil comes from? You talk, Dr. Slavin, very frequently about the benefits of following a Mediterranean-style diet. What is one of the most important components in the Mediterranean-style diet? Olive oil. And so from all around the Mediterranean basin, high quality olive oil with very distinctive flavors, very, very distinctive properties in some cases. So, researchers found that when women over 60 added a dose of extra virgin olive oil to a diet that was already rich in vegetables, fish, nuts, some grains, some fruits, they cut their risk for developing breast cancer by almost 70%. Very, very important. Full of antioxidants, polyphenols, all of that. Very crucial. And Dr. Slavin has moved away from his microphone and is just thinking about things. Okay, what else? Uninterrupted sleep. How important is that? Dr. Slavin, how many people come to see you then and they say, I can't sleep? And it could be that maybe they've done a sleep study and they have been diagnosed with sleep apnea. They've had all kinds of sleep problems. They wake up in the morning and they felt like they have been in a marathon rather than asleep for 8 hours.
Well, you have to look at lifestyle, and of course, under that heading is what you're eating. Sometimes that plays a role, but I think more importantly, maybe your hormones are out of balance. In women, for sure, we see that when we raise their progesterone levels, they can sleep better. I mean, automatically, it's like a given. Taking a progesterone at bedtime, women report back, sleep problems disappear. With men, testosterone probably plays a similar role. You want to check those levels out. Thyroid hormones can play a role. Your thyroid is not optimal. Now, here's the problem with thyroid, and we probably should do a couple of programs talking about all the...
I have such a good stuff on thyroid.
...problems with how thyroid issues are ignored out of ignorance by the medical profession, because they just go by a blood test. You're within range. You don't have a thyroid problem, but...
And I have a theory about why they ignore that. If you took care of your thyroid, you'd eliminate a very significant population on antidepressants. If you took care of your thyroid, you'd eliminate a lot of patients who need sleep pharmaceuticals. And the list goes on. Weight loss,
believe
headaches.
It or not, thyroid is associated with
breast
high cholesterol levels.
Uh-huh.
You know, and think about all the drugs that are treating thyroid problems instead of just giving the patient the thyroid hormone that they need. And in fact, we sound like a conspiracy theorist here, but look at the chlorine and the fluoride they put in the water, known as thyroid antagonists. They are going to disrupt the thyroid function in people, yet it continues to be done. You know, nobody's pulled that off the market because it's dangerous. And we mentioned earlier, I didn't mention this fact when you were talking about all the herbal products, quote, herbal products, really weight loss products that people would tend to abuse and they wind up in the hospital with palpitations. probably the number one cause of hospitalizations and death in this country is the overuse of sugar. You know, very, you know, because sugar is going to, you know, the overuse leads to obesity, diabetes, heart disease, cancer. Sugar is a bad thing in excess. So, you know, that's why the one recommendation I make across the board with all the patients, just pay attention to the amount of sugar you're having, because it sneaks up on you, because it's found in everything. They even put sugar in foods that don't need sugar just to, I don't know if it improves the taste or just makes it more addictive because you like it. I'm not sure.
I tell people to look at the other ingredients list when they are buying supplements in a drugstore, discount store. Very interesting. A lot of times you'll see dextrose, maltose. You'll see different types of sugar, different forms of sugar in those formulas. And I'm not talking about formulas that are meant to be chewed or dissolve in your mouth. I'm talking about formulas that are meant to be swallowed, and those formulas, why would you sweeten something that is going to be swallowed?
That's a good question. You're not going to taste it. Why would you sweeten it?
Right.
Do you know the answer?
Well, I don't know the answer, but, you know, certainly what you just had to say was that you're going to develop kind of I must have it response. You're not really thinking about it. It just kind of pops into your mind. I must take that supplement, and you don't really know why. You know, my theory is very much off the wall, but that there are different chemical companies that have agreements. Okay, you buy my run production of a certain chemical and use it in your products, and I will buy so much of yours. So we have this just saturation of a variety of different types of chemicals, sugar included.
Well, the studies have shown that sugar is even more addicting than cocaine.
Right.
So maybe by putting sugar in these tablets, even though you're not tasting it, so there's no purpose for the sugar except after you swallow it.
Your body knows that sugar is there and requires you to swallow it again the next morning.
So, you know, so we just want people to be more aware of everything that they're doing to their bodies, because a very high percentage of our illnesses is self-inflicted.
I would like you, you have an article talking about Dr. Oz sent an investigative team to find out about what might have contributed to those illnesses at Chipotle, and what that investigation did seem to show was it was bioterrorism at work. And I'm going to say, here's one of the biggest food chains, the country's single most successful restaurant chain, and they're being targeted, in my opinion, because of their stance on GMOs, no antibiotics in their meat and poultry.
Yeah, nobody is has a stance on GMOs, pro GMO, unless they're being paid off by the company. You know, because just common sense, I would think, would dictate that for your own health, you avoid GMOs. And the reason you avoid GMOs, because seeds that have been genetically modified are modified so they can withstand higher levels of herbicides being poured on it. So when you eat genetically modified foods, which is a lot of the foods that you are going to find in processed food, you're exposing yourself to high levels of glyphosate, one of the herbicides used. Glyphosate, World Health Organization has said it's a probable carcinogen, but it definitely upsets the digestive tract. You mentioned earlier so many people with digestive complaints. You know, when you're consuming herbicides, it's going to affect your microbiome. and you're going to have problems.
And the problem, you know, like people think, okay, probiotic, that's going to mean just my lower digestive system. But the truth of the matter is when your microbiome is out of proper balance and has not been supported effectively with beneficial bacteria, then the entire digestive system begins to fail. And even beyond that, your immune system begins to fail because that is where your immune response originates, in your lower digestive tract. And so I just got that 2-minute warning flag, and I just want to let everybody know, we here at Natural Doc Radio send you the very best wishes for happy, happy holidays. But most of all, we hope that we contribute to your good health, so that in addition to enjoying the holidays, you are able to enjoy good health today to share with your family and in the coming year. Dr. Slavin?
And I echo that thought. And we're going to take a couple of days off, but we're going to replay some of our best shows with guests, with Sherry Rogers and Dr. Perlmutter. And we'll be back next Wednesday with live shows again. Did we decide for New Year's Day, are we doing a live show or not?
We could.
I don't know if anybody will be listening.
Well, we'll entertain ourselves.
So we'll do a live show. We'd like to do this.
Okay, that works. And so to all of our listeners, we are very, very grateful for your tuning in to Natural Doc Radio and for your support of our sponsor, Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Keep in mind, 754-216-2332. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.